FBI Director Robert Mueller heard pointed criticism today on Capitol Hill. He was there to explain his efforts to transform the nation's chief law enforcement agency. But members of the House panel that approves the Bureau's budget were armed with a new critical report from the General Accounting Office. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, they raised concerns over civil liberties and outdated, dysfunctional technology at the FBI.
FBI Director Mueller told a House Appropriations Subcommittee that since September 11th, preventing terrorism has become the FBI's chief mission.
It must become, unfortunately, our way of life.
Mueller told the panel he's doubled the FBI agents assigned to counterterrorism to more than 2,000, a fifth of the total force. And New York Democrat Jose Serrano said he appreciated that some previous restrictions on the FBI's actions have been lifted to help it become a more proactive force.
I am concerned, however, that in our rush to catch the bad guys, we will hurt the good guys.
General Accounting Office Chief David Walker, who presented a new GAO report on the FBI's reorganization, echoed Serrano's concerns.
To best ensure that these new investigative tools do not infringe on civil liberties, appropriate internal controls, such as training and supervisory review, must be developed and implemented and monitored.
Mueller said he was open to more oversight. Trying to be a more predictive and preventive force, he acknowledged, was bound to raise civil liberties issues.
It is a very fine line we walk in terms of surveilling an individual who might commit a terrorist act and surveilling somebody who is a private citizen that is acting a little bit differently. And we have to watch that very, very carefully.
The FBI also came in for stinging criticism from Congress's investigative arm for what GAO Chief Walker described as a communication system so backward that it lacks fully functional email and even voicemail.
You can have as many people as you want, but if they're not adequately trained and supported with effective communications systems and technological capabilities, it really isn't going to make much difference.
Mueller, who took charge of the FBI the week before September 11th, said he initially beat up on those at the Bureau who said they needed more time to update FBI technology. Since then, he says he's learned to be a bit more patient.
Two or three years down the road, I think we will undergo a fairly remarkable transition. Some people will like it, some frankly will not. People who are not used to using computers, persons who have to be acclimated to a new way of doing business will have to be brought along.
For Kentucky Republican Harold Rogers, it was just more excuses.
Pardon me, I mean, I don't want to be cynical here, but I've heard this before. In fact, we loaded the FBI up with money just for this very purpose.
And Mueller readily admitted this is not just a problem of the FBI's internal communications being deficient.
The CIA, the FBI, the INS, what we're all looking for is that day when we can, given the appropriate security screens, go into other databases and pull out that piece of information and look at it. We can. We should be able to.
Mueller said he was not sure how President Bush's proposed Homeland Security Department would handle the intelligence analysis it's supposed to carry out. But he said the FBI, in the meantime, is trying to upgrade its own analytical capacity, a job he said could well require more resources. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.